Get ready for a week-long celebration of music, community, and fabulous fun with Joy Radiothon 2024. Joy has the largest collection of rainbow podcast content in the world, and you can help keep us out loud and proud by donating during Joy Radiothon 2024. Just go to joy.org.au/radiothon. Mark it in your calendars because Joy Radiothon returns June 1st to 7th. And remember, we all flourish with joy.
Joy 94.9. Freshly dug Joycast. Sponsored by MyMac. The best Apple computer, iPod and Apple accessory store in Australia.
MyMac.com.au.
Good morning, this is Doug Pollard. I just want to bring you up to date on a story from last week. We spoke to William up in Sydney, who was having trouble getting some support after he had a major operation for prostate cancer. He couldn't find any health support groups that dealt with gay people, particularly to do with cancer. Well, we've managed to connect him up with someone else in Sydney, and they're looking at getting a group started up there. And we've also connected him up with a couple of academics who are writing papers on this very topic, research papers on this very topic. And we also hear that the Cancer Council is now taking an interest and may get on board with this project. So it's good to know that we managed to do a bit of good last week. Now, the Rainbow Families Council has had a fairly successful year, I think it's safe to say. And joining me in the studio now, we have their co-convener, Eilish Hughes. Morning, Eilish.
Good morning, Doug.
So, got a few runs on the board in the last year or so, haven't you, with recognition and so on in Victoria?
Absolutely. In December last year, which seems like so long ago now, we had the ART, Assisted Reproductive Treatment Act, was passed in Victoria, which made a lot of difference for Rainbow Families.
Yeah. How did the Rainbow Families Council come into existence?
Now, I wasn't actually part of the founding, but I was sort of around. And so the way I remember it is that there was a lobby group called the Fertility Access Rights Lobby Group, though, who were really lobbying for those changes that we've now seen. Mm-hmm. And there were also a few other sort of smaller groups that represented rainbow families in different ways, you know, social and support groups. And what they did was recognise that it wasn't just about fertility, that it was about all of our issues, all of our needs, and brought together all of those groups in a council called the Rainbow Families Council, and that was in 2006.
Yeah, this all kind of grew out of the Victorian Gay and Lesbian Rights Lobby in the first place.
That's right, Fertility Access Rights Lobby, FAR, came out of the lobby originally, yeah.
And that was your co-convener, Felicity, who was a big driving force.
That's right,
behind that. Who's now a very happy mum.
That's right. And busy.
Well, being a mum is a busy thing, isn't it?
It sure is. Mum to three. I don't know how they do it.
Are you a mum?
I'm a mum.
To how many?
I've got one daughter and my partner, we parent her together, and we've also got a donor dad who knows Drew as well.
Right. Are you planning on any more?
No, we're really happy with one.
Sounds a bit like my sister. She's straight, but before she got married, she was talking about having six kids, and once she'd had two, that was that. Yeah, more than enough to cope with.
I can understand that.
It's a big job. Now, you said the council comprises a lot of different groups, but does the council then give you an opportunity to speak with one voice when you're talking to government and so on?
It sure does, and we think that's it allows us to be cohesive. It also allows, you know, some of our groups are small. Obviously there are some minorities within our minority, and it allows us to represent everybody as far as we can. Yeah.
Are you working on anything in particular at the moment?
We are. We've got some really good things happening. We're planning our conference, and we haven't had a conference since 2006 because we've been really busy with a lot of the lobbying around legislation. But now that's sort of into another phase of implementation now. We're having a conference in February. We'll be talking about learning from each other about how we do family and how that all happens, and also talking with researchers about what they're finding. And we're also inviting representatives from the government, from state and federal government, to talk about the changes and the implementation of the changes and what it's really going to mean for people.
Yeah, because there's still a few kind of wrinkles in the law here in Victoria, isn't there? Particularly to do with parenting. Don't you have to get a police check or something like that?
Yeah, everyone who accesses fertility treatment now, so gay, straight or otherwise, need to have a police check, which is... And that's not... the changes haven't come into place yet, so we haven't seen how that works yet. We haven't, we don't know how much that delays the process, because police checks take time. So we're yet to see what that's going to mean for people, but we do think it's an unfortunate part of the change.
Yeah, that was something that had sort of got snuck in there in order to appease the other side.
It did. It was a bit of a last minute one.
Anything else in there that needs changing?
I think there's more to be done, and we still need to talk about adoption.
Yeah.
In Australia. And as for the rest of the law in Victoria, I think it's a bit of a wait and see with implementation to see how it's working.
Right. Okay. Well, in a moment, we'll have a bit of a talk about your upcoming annual general meeting and give you a bit of a push for that. But in the meantime, we're going to take a little break. You're listening to Freshly Dug on Joy 94.9 with me, Doug Pollard. I'm chatting with Eilish Hughes of the Rainbows Families Council, and we'll do some more of that after Dreaming Fonzarelli. Yeah, and this is Doug Pollard bringing it to you. I'm talking to Eilish Hughes, co-convener of the Rainbow Families Council. Now, you've got your AGM coming up. What's
sure
on the the agenda for that?
Well, it's got the usual agenda items, which is always the least interesting part of an AGM, I think. But we've got a great guest speaker this year, Graham Willett from the Gay and Lesbian Archives. And he's going to give us a bit of a chat about the history of activism around gay and lesbian issues. But specifically, he's going to look at parenting and the visibility over the years of gay and lesbian parents. So I think that's going to be really interesting. We've also got a circus workshop. So we're looking forward to that too. So that's where kids of all ages can come along and join in, have a go at the circus.
Is there going to be anybody at the meeting? Aren't they all going to be out there at the circus?
Yeah, I think my partner's going to be out at the circus, but I'm certainly going to be inside.
Obviously this is a time too when members can nominate themselves to be on the committee and pick up some of the load.
We welcome new people all the time. We welcome people to join the committee, and we welcome people, perhaps you don't feel like you've got time to join a committee per se, but you do have some skills to offer. We welcome volunteers as well who don't necessarily want to get on the committee.
Okay, how about people get in contact with you?
Rainbowfamilies.org.au is the easiest way to contact us. Our website's got a membership form, it's got details of the AGM, it's got details of a whole lot of groups. I think it's really a useful info hub for Rainbow Families.
Right, and the AGM is when?
It's on Sunday the 15th of November from 2 o'clock till 4 o'clock at Yarraville Seniors Centre, which is a beautiful community centre in Yarraville.
Oh, that sounds as though it's going to be a lot of fun, if only for the circus part. But
well, even if you're not a parent, you're not a prospective parent, but you're a supporter, all are welcome that day.
Right, so turn up there, give your support to the Rainbow Families. All right, well, thank you for coming in this morning, Eilish. It's been great talking to you. Good luck with the AGM, and good luck with spruiking for a few more members and people to pick up some of the load.
Thanks, Doug.
You're listening to Freshly Dug on Joy 94.9. I'm Doug Pollard.
Joy 94.9. Freshly Dug Joycast. Sponsored by MyMac. The best Apple computer, iPod, and Apple accessory store in Australia.
MyMac.com.au.
This podcast was produced by Joy Media. You can support Joy's diverse sound and diverse community this June by donating to Joy Radiothon 2024. Go to joy.org.au/radiothon. And remember, we all flourish with joy.